James Brown, of course, he is not only you know, Hall of Fame singer, but also Creative Lifestyles Kitchen and Baths all the way down on Lansdowne Street East. So make sure you go and give them a shout out and check them out as well. What is going on these days over at Creative Lifestyle Kitchens and Bath? Are you guys open right now?
Right now, Graham, we're actually closed to the public just as we're mandated by the government at this time. So right now we're closed, but it can definitely be reached via telephone and email and through our website as well.
So are you working on contingency plans to reopen at some point, or is everything fluid right now, just waiting to see what the next steps are?
Exactly. So right now we're basically taking direction from the government at this point. We will be reopening. As soon as the government says that we can reopen, I'm sure with stipulations, then we'll be reopening. And at that time, our new bath showroom will be opening as well.
So obviously there's going to be a lot of changes to come down the road. Now, I'm looking forward to hearing about this new bath, the showroom you guys are working on right now during the downtime. What are able people to find out from you right now if they went to your website?
Basically, from our website, it just talks about everything that we do for our customers. It talks about the products that we sell. It talks about the experiences and services as well, who we sponsor within Peterborough. We do try to help the local community as well. And so there's a lot of information. It's definitely well worth checking out on our website. Also, if they want to email us with any questions about bathrooms or kitchens, they can actually go on our website and send a generic email to us, and it will come to one of us at the office.
Chat with James.
Working from home.
Yeah, chat with James Brown from Creative Lifestyles Kitchen and Bath. And I'm sure it's been a very trying time for you and your team through this whole transition right now.
It has been. It's, you know, one day we're sort of operating as normal, and the next day we're stopped in our tracks. You know, so basically we're mandated to close. We still have some of our staff with us. We're working from home, just working on projects that we've been working on, you know, with the customers that we can do, you know, either online or on, you know, on the telephone, all that stuff. So we're still communicating with customers. We're still sort of getting the projects moving forward, answering questions as much as we can without any face-to-face appointments and any of that kind of stuff.
I'm sure that, well, people are physical distancing, staying a lot, spending a lot of time at home. They're probably looking at their kitchen or their bathroom right now going, okay, I see how I might want to remodel this. I can see how I might want to change this tub or maybe change the faucets. While they can't do much right now with you guys or many other services because of the closure, what can people be doing right now if they're looking or eyeballing at the opportunity to maybe down the road update or change their kitchen or bathroom?
Well, and that's a great question because, you know, customers can, again, reach out to us, send pictures of their, you know, their workspace that they're looking to do some updates to, if it's a bathroom or the kitchen, give us some ideas, and then we can work with them, even take it a step farther and ask them to measure from this to this. So we can actually start designs, you know, online and start to get stuff moving without actually being on site. So we can talk about what they're looking for. We can get dimensions from the customer if they're willing and comfortable to do that. At least during the downtime, you know, as we're closed right now, we can still keep the project moving forward, sort of iron out a bunch of details. And then from there, when everything starts to open back up, we're that much closer to starting the project.
Obviously, I'm sure that it's going to be a momentous time when you're able to reopen again. And a lot of people are going to be looking at maybe doing these little bit of makeovers inside their homes as well. Especially, again, like I said, spending a lot of time staring at that same kitchen or that same bathroom over and over again. Are you looking at possibly doing something when you guys are able to reopen, sort of a promotion or a sales incentive at all?
You know, we're very competitive pretty much on our daily activities. You know, we're willing to work with people maybe on some different terms and maybe help out a little bit, because I know right at that point we're all looking for a lot of business. So right at this point, I'm very confident in saying, and all our customers that have worked with us you know, in the past are probably comfortable in saying that we do give the best prices possible. But, you know, we'll look at every situation, you know, on a case-by-case scenario.
James Brown from Creative Lifestyles Kitchen and Bath here in Peterborough. This is 10 Questions at 10:45 on PTO Today Live here on Talk Sports Radio. Extra 90.5. James, obviously keeping connected to your current customers, maybe new potential customers. Very important. You, of course, mentioned the website. You mentioned phone calls, emails, going back and forth. What other social media aspects, or have there been aspects of social media that you guys have been able to utilize in order to get your message out there?
Well, we obviously are continuing and enjoy advertising with you guys on the Oldies. We also give, you know, updates on Facebook, Twitter as well. A lot of information, even on our website. When people Google us, they can click on our website, and we do give some updates on there of where we're at or if we have any additional information as well.
Have you learned anything over this time that you guys have been shut down about how you're communicating, how you're working with customers that you may want to consider as you go forward, whatever this new normal may look like down the road? Have you learned anything about your business that you can use to move it forward?
Well, I think that we've definitely looked at a lot of different opportunities. And as I mentioned earlier, that I think to work with customers even more online, to help move projects farther, you know, through the process, I think is something that we're going to work on and maybe put together some worksheets that we can actually give to the customer and say, listen, you know, if you follow these steps, then we can actually eliminate a bunch of this information. And that could be from, you know, measuring, you know, the wall to wall, or, you know, measuring for plumbing locations and electrical locations. So I think that's something we're going to focus on, and that we've definitely learned to keep projects moving, and even when we open up, to even make the move a little quicker, if you will, you know, so there's not as much lag time between our appointments and face-to-face, you know, on-site appointments as well. So I think that's a big learning curve we've learned.
James Brown from Creative Lifestyles Kitchen and Bath here in Peterborough. Where can people find you, my friend?
Well, you can call us directly right on our, you know, through our website. You can call us at 705-874-8787. That actually will forward to one of our homes, and we basically will take your call at any time to answer any questions. You can also find us, you know, a lot of information on our website at creativelifestylekitchens.ca. And again, from there, any emails you want, go on there, send the information through a generic email, and it'll come to one, either myself or one of our employees. And Twitter and Facebook's another great source of information and to get a hold of us as well. So please utilize anything, and we're happy to help.
Fantastic, James. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Graham.